咱们今天这个播客要讲的是追觅科技在主业增长乏力的情况下进行了非常多的跨界扩张。
Today, this blog post will discuss the cross-border expansion that TraceTech has undertaken despite its lack of growth in its core business.
对。
Okay?
但是呢，在现在这种资本环境收紧。
However, in the current capital environment,
然后市场竞争又非常激烈的情况下呢。
Then, in the context of very intense market competition,
他现在面临着一些比较严重的资金压力和管理上的挑战。
He is currently facing some serious financial pressures and management challenges.
是啊。
Yes.
这个话题确实很值得关注。
This topic is indeed worth paying attention to.
那我们就开始今天的讨论吧。
Then let's start today's discussion.
咱们先来分析一下。
Let's analyze this first.
追觅和余浩现在面临的最核心的挑战。
The most core challenges that Chase and Youhao are currently facing.
第一个呢，就是这个时代错位的难题。
The first one is the sense of displacement in this era.
那在现在这种地方财政收紧的大环境下，追觅的这种依靠地方国资的扩张模式，到底碰上了哪些具体的麻烦？
What specific problems have local state-owned enterprises encountered in this environment of tight local finances when pursuing expansion through close cooperation?
其实呢，追觅科技在2020年到2022年地方国资疯狂投资的这个时候呢。
Actually, when local state-owned enterprises in China invested heavily in private companies like Kairomi Technology from 2020 to 2022,
他基本上没有怎么参与。
He basically didn't participate at all.
他还是在做他的扫地机。
He is still using his vacuum cleaner.
然后等到2024年以后呢？
Then, after 2024,
他突然开始加速扩张，布局了很多新的业务。
He suddenly started to accelerate and expanded into many new businesses.
比如说造车、手机。
For example, car-mounted mobile phones.
还有火箭。
There are also rockets.
这个时候他就需要大量的资金。
At this time, he needed a lot of money.
可能是千亿级的这样的资金。
This could be a multi-billion dollar fund.
但是这个时候呢
But at this time,
地方的引导基金已经开始收紧了。
Local venture capital funds have already begun to tighten.
也就是说他扩张最猛的时候
That is during the period when he was most aggressive in expansion.
恰恰赶上了国资出手。
Just caught up with the state-owned enterprises' move.
最谨慎的时候。
The most cautious approach is always the right one.
没错。
Wait.
那这个时候呢
At this time,
地方的基金他就会非常看重税收的落地。
The local funds, he would pay close attention to the tax revenue.
他不再愿意去听你讲一个很宏大的生态的故事。
He's no longer so willing to listen to you tell a very grand ecological story. Okay.
所以导致追觅后续的融资就频频卡壳。
Therefore, the subsequent financing for the project has been repeatedly stalled.
这个靠资本快速放大的这个路子。
This approach of rapid expansion through capital.
一下子就走不通了。
It's completely blocked.
原来是这样啊。
That's how it is.
那追觅在主业和跨界这两个战场上到底面临着什么样的现金流的难题
?What are the cash flow challenges that the company faces in both its core business and its cross-border business?
清洁电器其实现在是追觅。
Star Jet Appliances is currently in a state of intense competition.
唯一能够带来稳定现金流的业务。
The only business that can bring stable cash flow.
但是这个行业跟房地产是高度绑定的，那现在房地产不行了。
However, this industry is highly dependent on real estate, and since the real estate market is declining,
所以整个行业的需求也在萎缩。
Therefore, the demand in the entire industry is also shrinking.
然后再加上像科沃斯和石头科技。
Then at companies like Ketchu and Sohn Technology.
他们都在打价格战。
They are all engaged in a price war.
所以追觅的这个利润也被压得越来越薄。
Therefore, the profit margin of the SPY is also becoming thinner and thinner.
他的这个主营业务的造血能力也是一年不如一年。
His main business's hematopoietic ability is also declining year by year.
看来是主业的增长。
It seems that it is the growth of the main business.
遇到了天花板啊。
Encountered the ceiling.
那他跨界的这些新业务表现又怎么样呢？
How are some of the new cross-border businesses performing?
他投的这些新业务。
These new business proposals he submitted.
比如说造车、人形机器人。
For example, humanoid robots.
手机。
Mobile phone.
还有这个低空产业，都是一些烧钱很厉害。
Also, the low-cost industry is dominated by companies with significant capital.
然后回报期又很长的这样的项目。
Then, when returning to the main business, there were such long-term projects. Well,
像他的这个造车，可能一年就要投进去几十亿。
With this car manufacturing project, he may have to invest tens of billions of yuan per year.
那这些新业务全部都是亏损的。
This is like the whole industry is losing money.
靠他扫地机赚的钱是根本填不平这些窟窿的。
The money earned from his sweeper is not enough to fill these holes.
然后再加上现在外部融资也很难。
Then, in addition, it is also very difficult to obtain external financing now.
所以他的资金压力是越来越大。
Therefore, his financial pressure is increasing.
明白了。
Understood.
那追觅最近在资金的分配上面有没有什么新的动向？
Has there been any new developments recently regarding the allocation of funds?
有啊。
Yes.
他最近下了一个很明确的断奶令。
He has recently been the clear indication of a breakup.
就是他不允许他的成熟业务再去补贴这些新兴的亏损的事业部。
He doesn't allow his mature business to subsidize these emerging loss-making departments.
那这些新的业务必须要自己去融资。
These new businesses absolutely need to self-finance.
自己去对自己的盈亏负责。
Take responsibility for your own gains and losses.
这一下就把很多原来被掩盖的问题都揭开了呀。
This really brought many previously hidden issues to light.
对呀。
Right?
这样的话
,Sell?
内部的这个资金的矛盾就会一下子爆发出来。
The internal contradiction of this fund will suddenly erupt.
然后再加上他主业的赚钱能力变差。
Then, combined with the decline in his main business's earning ability,
新业务又持续地烧钱。
New business continues to burn money.
然后融资环境又这么紧张。
Then, the financing environment is so tight.
所以他的这个资金的压力就几乎没有缓解的余地。
Therefore, his financial pressure has almost no room for relief.
好。
Okay.
那咱们顺着这个思路就来谈谈追觅。
So, let's talk about following the thread from this perspective.
你在管理和资本结构上面的一些比较深层的隐患了。
It has some deeper hidden problems in management and capital structure.
首先第一个就是俞浩这种高度集权的管理方式。
First, there's the highly centralized management style, such as that employed by Yu Hao.
给公司带来了哪些组织上的
What organizational benefits have the company brought?
或者说治理上的麻烦
Or to put it another way, the difficulties in governance. Well,
就是追觅
Chase the prey.
现在已经有20,000多名员工了
There are already more than 20,000 employees now.
然后他有几百个 BU.
Then he had hundreds of must-have items.
而且还在不断的膨胀。
And it is constantly expanding.
那这种情况下呢?
In this case,
于浩依然是一个人说了算。
Yu Hao still has the power to make decisions alone.
公司的战略完全是他一个人的意志在主导。
The company's strategy is entirely driven by the will of one person.
所以就会导致组织很混乱。
This will lead to a lot of chaos in the organization.
而且他这种个人的独断也会带来很多的管理上的漏洞。
Moreover, his personal autocracy will also bring many management loopholes.
比如说他们最近就爆出来采购部门有舞弊。
For example, they recently exposed that the procurement department was involved in fraud.
有贪腐的问题。
There is a problem of corruption.
这种情况下
In this case,
那外部的投资者是不是也开始有一些担忧了？
Are the external investors starting to have some concerns?
是啊。
Yes.
因为他们公司全员都在搞这种自媒体的。
Because all the companies in their company are doing this kind of self-media.
浮夸营销。
Exaggerated marketing.
然后口碑也受到了影响。
Then the reputation was also affected.
资本市场也开始对他有一些质疑。
The capital market also began to question him.
从最初捧他为天才创业者
From initially praising him as a genius entrepreneur.
到现在给他贴上一个 PPP 狂人的标签
To label him as a PPP public-private partnership fanatic now.
那一级市场的美元基金和民营资本基本上都已经止步了。
The dollar funds and private capital in the first tier market have basically stopped.
现在它就只剩下地方国资还在撑着。
Now, only local state-owned enterprises are still supporting it.
那追觅的资本结构里面有哪些比较危险的这种隐患可能会影响它上市?
What are the most dangerous hidden risks in the capital structure that could affect its IPO?
或者说影响他这个整个公司的稳定。
Or it could affect the stability of the entire company.
他有大量的业务其实是装在体外基金和关联公司里面的。
He has a large amount of business, which is actually in external funds and related companies.
然后他的主体公司追觅科技想要单独上市。
Then its parent company, Chase Technology, wanted to go public independently.
其实一直都没有什么进展。
Actually, there has been no progress.
而且他还曾经想借助加美包装来做一个资本壳。
He also once thought of using the US-based packaging company to create a capital shell.
那这种操作其实就让他的这个结构非常的复杂。
This kind of operation actually makes his structure very complex.
听起来好像是资本运作套
It sounds like a capital operation scheme.
资本运作一环扣一环
Capital operations are intricately linked.
那一旦有一个环节出问题的话
If one of the steps goes wrong,
是不是就容易连锁反应
Is it easy to cause a chain reaction?
没错
，Right，
而且地方国资现在也开始要求 DPI 退出。
In addition, local state-owned enterprises are also starting to require DPI to exit.
那这个时候，一旦他们要追责的话
，At this time, if they want to hold them accountable,
是很容易牵连到主体公司的。
对
，It's easy to get involved in the company's affairs.
那他的这个故事吹得越大。
The bigger his story was,
他最后兑现的压力就会越大。
The greater the pressure it will eventually fulfill.
而且他的这个预期差暴雷的风险也在不断的累积。
Moreover, the risk of this expected value exceeding the actual value is constantly accumulating.
确实，那我们来展望一下。
Okay, let's take a look at the future.
追觅科技。
Chase Technology.
未来可能会有什么样的结局
？What kind of ending might there be in the future？
你觉得他们最有可能会走上一条什么样的路线
？What do you think they are most likely to pursue？
然后这个路线会给公司带来什么样的变化
Then what changes will this route bring to the company?
会给于浩带来什么样的变化？
What changes will it bring to Hal? I'm
最有可能的是他会主动的收缩战线。
Most likely, he will actively correct his mistakes.
他会砍掉一些没有什么实际竞争力的业务。
And it will eliminate some businesses that have no real competitive advantage.
比如说造车。
For example, car manufacturing.
车、火箭。
Rockets.
甚至奶茶这些乱七八糟的东西，它。
Even things like random drinks and snacks.
都会砍掉。
He will cut it off.
然后他会把自己的资源集中在机器人和高端家电这两个方向。
Then he will focus his resources on two directions, robots and high-end appliances.
把他的事业部从现在的250个压到30个以内。
Reduce his department from 250 to 30.
而且他也会减少对这种地方大额基金的依赖。
And he will also reduce his reliance on large funds from this type of place.
会用比较少量的国资来做一些产业配套。
Use a small amount of state-owned capital to do some industrial support.
这么说的话
That said,
他是打算把重心重新拉回到他的老本行。
He plans to shift his focus back to his original profession.
然后更谨慎地去做一些扩张。
Then proceed more cautiously with further expansion.
他会依托于他海外的这个高毛利的清洁业务来稳住他的基本盘。
He will rely on his high margin overseas cleaning business to stabilize his core business.
然后把那些体外的项目都分拆出去。
Then separate those external projects.
让他们自己养活自己。
Let them support themselves.
不再让主业给他们输血。
Don't let the main business lose money to them.
于浩也会从这种所谓的万亿生态狂人回归到一个比较务实的企业家的角色。
Yu Hao will also return to a more practical entrepreneurial role from this so-called billionaire ecosystem.
然后追觅。
And chase after him.
也会谋求一个比较稳健的上市的路径。
They will also seek a relatively stable path to go public.
最后，它可能会成为一个市值在400亿到800亿之间的一个全球化的高端硬件公司。
Finally, he might become a global high-end hardware company with a market value of between $4 billion and $8 billion.
就是他不再去追求这种很张扬的扩张。
He no longer pursued such flamboyant expansion.
而是追求一种更持久
Instead, pursue a more sustainable,
更稳定的发展
more stable development.
好的，那如果追觅选择了这种中度暴雷的路线
If you choose this moderate intensity route,
那公司会有哪些具体的变化
What specific changes will the company make?
然后于浩会有哪些具体的变化
What specific changes will Hal have?
如果是这种情况的话
If that's the case,
就是地方国资的这个基金只愿意付第一期的钱
The local state-owned fund only wants to pay the first installment.
后面的钱就断了
The money stopped coming.
那他的这个造车项目就会烂尾
Then his car model project will fail.
然后他的这个手机贴牌业务也会因为口碑太差而彻底失败
Then his phone sticker business would also completely fail due to extremely bad reputation.
公司就会陷入现金流的危机。
The company will fall into a cash flow crisis.
然后就不得不出让很大一部分的股权给苏州或者绍兴的国资。
Then a large portion of the equity had to be transferred to state-owned enterprises from Suzhou or Shaoxing.
这么一来的话
Of cell?
于浩还能像以前一样牢牢地掌控公司吗
Can you have still firmly control the company like before?
不会了
I'm done.
到时候就是公司会被拆分清洁电器这一块会单独上市
Then the company will be split and the cleaning appliance business will be listed separately.
然后于浩还可以控制这一块
Then Youhao can also control this area.
但是像造车、机器人
However, like self-driving cars,
这些新业务就会归到国资的平台。
These new businesses will be assigned to the state-owned platform.
下面，余浩虽然还挂着创始人的名
Below, Hao, although still bearing the name of the founder,
但是他在战略和花钱这上面就没有什么话语权了。
However, he no longer had any say in strategy and spending.
他就变成一个职业经理人了。
In addition, the company has a professional manager.
而且公司也会进行大裁员，裁掉很多部门。
In addition, the company will also conduct large-scale layoffs, laying off many departments.
然后公司也会从一个很火的科技企业变成一个普通的制造业公司。
Moreover, the company will transform from a very popular tech company into an ordinary manufacturing company.
原来是这样啊。
That's how it is.
那如果说追觅科技选择了这种全线激进扩张的话
What if instead Kai Technology chose this aggressive all-out expansion strategy?
那他会遇到什么样的风险
What risks will he encounter?
余浩
Youhao
他如果继续坚持不收缩
If he continues to refuse to withdraw
然后还是要讲这种万亿级的生态故事
Then we still need to talk about these massive ecological events.
然后靠借钱和抽主业的血来维持这个新业务的话
And rely on borrowing money and withdrawing from the main business to maintain this new business.
那一旦地方国资不再给他输血
Then the local government stopped giving him books to write.
他很快就会资金链断裂
He will soon go bankrupt.
因为他的造车每天都在烧钱。
Because his car manufacturing is every day in the company.
根本停不下来。
Don't give up.
这么说的话
That said,
他这种高风险的赌博会把他这个主业也会拖下水吗
This high-risk gambling will also drag down his main business.
因为内部贪腐严重。
Because it is serious internally.
然后外部的舆论又在不断的发酵。
Then, the external public opinion was constantly fermenting.
经销商也不再信任他们了。
The distributors no longer trusted them.
那扫地机的市场份额也会被竞品抢走。
The market share of the vacuum cleaner will also be taken away by competitors.
而且他体外的几百家空壳公司也会爆出来各种债务和法律纠纷。
Moreover, the hundreds of shell companies he controls abroad will also reveal their debts and legal disputes.
最后就只能是核心业务被卖，新业务全部都清盘。
Ultimately, either the core business has to be sold or all the existing businesses have to be cleared out.
然后他本人也会彻底的退出舞台。
Then he will also completely withdraw from the stage.
说到这儿
That's all.
余浩带领追觅在资本周期的不同阶段所做的战略选择。
Youhao led the team to make strategic choices in different stages of the capital cycle.
最终导致了什么样的局面
？What was the final result?
余浩其实最错的一步就是他在资本很宽松的时候。
Youhao's biggest mistake was that he took advantage of the loose capital environment.
他太保守了。
He is too conservative.
然后等到这个寒冬来了
Then, when this winter comes,
他反而在大举的扩张
He, on the other hand, was engaged in a massive expansion.
所以他就导致了他现在有七成的可能就是会收敛他的野心
Therefore, it leads to a 70% chance that he will suppress his ambition.
然后专心的去做全球清洁电器的老大
Then,Focus on becoming the global leader in clean energy appliances.
这其实是他最好的一个结局了。
This is actually his best ending.
然后有两成的可能是他会被国资收编。
Then there is a 20% chance that he will be recruited by state-owned enterprises.
然后他失去控制权。
Then he lost control.
但是公司还可以勉强地活下去。
However, the company can still barely survive.
还有不到一成的
barely less than 10%.
可能就是他会因为坚持去堵造车。
Maybe it's because he insisted on blocking the car.
然后导致彻底的失败。
This leads to complete failure.
最后什么都没有剩下。
Nothing was left.
哎。
Out.
那今天咱们就把追觅科技从高光到现在。
Today, we're going to talk about the journey of Zoom technology from its heyday to the present.
面临多重危机的这个全过程。
In the face of multiple crises.
咱们就都捋了一遍。
Let's review it together.
然后也把它的这个多元化扩张背后的一些风险和挑战。
And also, the risks and challenges behind his diversified expansion.
也都剖析了一下。
They also analyzed it.
好了。
Okay.
那这期内容咱们就到这里了。
Okay, that's all for this episode.
然后感谢大家的收听。
And thank you for listening.
咱们下期再见吧。
See you next time.
啊，拜拜，拜拜。
Bye bye bye.